say some of the rules and stuff. I said, you know, as I looked at some of the charts and the field alignments, there's 6-man, 8-man, 9-man football, and 11-man. And I don't know, I don't think Michigan has any of the 9 or the 6, but I know that right now you're looking at between 43 and 48 teams now in the 8-man league. Just before the season started this year, one of the teams, they did a head count of the student enrollment, and they had too many kids, so they had to switch from 8-man to 11-man.
Yep, and we're seeing the number of schools going to 8-man growing just because, as we all know, for different reasons, economic and otherwise, schools have had a hard time keeping enrollment in the state of Michigan, and these numbers just seem to be really going up year after year.
Well, that saved football for a lot of schools going to 8-man.
Absolutely, it did. I mean, look how fortunate. It's so nice to see Kaysville back playing football and playing some good football. And without the possibility of having a state-sanctioned 8-man system, they would have been left out there. And instead, there's kids playing football that deserve to be playing some football.
Well, you see some of these teams, even like the Lakers and that, with 11-man football teams suiting up 16, 17 kids. There's not many on the sidelines with the 11-man teams anymore. It's not like it used to be where you had Frankenmuth with 65 players on the sideline.
Half the field to do their stretches.
Blue offense, purple offense, orange offense. You know, they'd have 4 or 5 full offenses and defenses. Now, the year that the Lakers went to the state championship and won the state championship, that was probably the first time the Lakers could actually field a full complete offense and a full complete defense. And when you got guys that are fresh and rested, it sure makes a big difference. When is before you had guys that just walk from one side of the field and they step off from the offense and cross over to the defense. So here come the Deckerville Eagles onto the field here. We got some key returners here. Had a good game. Jared Philpott, defensive back. He's returning. Also Colton Palmer, Reese Bays, Kramer, Austin Spatzel. Those are all returners. Some newcomers here. Brad Patello at quarterback. Mike Schweitzer over at center. TJ Therrett, guard. Chris Franzel, defensive back. Austin Fritz is in at defensive back. Wyatt Janowak and Donovan Snyder. And those are newcomers into the super tough team. But they had some losses because we saw just a remarkable Deckerville team. They are just so precise. You know, we've talked about them before, Chad, as they just have the fundamentals down to a science when you watch how precise this team plays.
And we had the luxury of doing that game here last year also, Deckerville hosting North Huron. And it was. That's what you saw, was just fundamentally sound football being played for 4 quarters, and it led to a big win last year.
Good. They got a lot of players feeling on the team. Let's see. They lost a few key players. A couple guys that we said names a lot last year. Ryan Stone. Cody Mosoff, Kurt Fritsch, Arthur Lapp played guard for them. So looks like they filled in some of those key positions. And we're ready for the kickoff for tonight's ball game on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports with the homecoming game ready to kick off with the Deckerville Eagles. We'll be kicking off at the 40-yard line to the North Huron Warriors. Back to receive for the North Huron Warriors is number 19, Shane Maurer, back on the 20-yard line. Left to the right, we're kicking left to right, heading down the field, and the kick goes out of bounds right over the line on the 31-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles.
You know, we see a lot of that, Kurt. Teams just not giving the receiving team an opportunity to return that ball. We had talked about it on the way down here, the onside kicks, or even just booting it out of bounds. And they'll give it to you on the 35, just as, you know, instead of letting you return it on them. There's a lot of open space out there.
I was reading one of the stories about a coach, you know, one of the most successful coaches in the United States, and he talked about how his theory was always onside kick. His team, after 30 years, had never kicked a full, after a score or to start the game, everything that they had would be onsides. And he explained why that happened. And boy, I'll tell you what, after looking at his numbers and being one of the most successful coaches, we can see why. So we got the North Huron Warriors here. We're ready to go. To your right on the offense coming out of the I formation. Warriors bark off the signals, fake the handoff to the fullback, goes to the halfback. Number 19, Shane Maurer, and the Deckerville Eagles all over. It might be a loss of a yard or two.
Yep, really nowhere to go on that one. The fullback went through, they gave it to Maurer, and the Deckerville defense just got right through there real quick.
Good coverage by the Deckerville Eagles, Austin Spatzel, Jr. on the team, playing on the inside defensive line for the Deckerville Eagles. Line up, a quick snap, hand off the middle, and again, nothing there for Shane Maurer as that defensive line of the Deckerville Eagles is getting right through the center, between the center and the guards of the Warriors.
Yeah, Maurer just nowhere to go. In fact, it's hard to pick a number on who made that tackle because there were just all kinds of dark jerseys right there.
Most of that interior line for the Deckerville Eagles was in on that tackle. So here we go. We're going to have a third and 12 to go. 10:57 to go here in the first quarter with the Deckerville Eagles in the North Huron Warriors. The pro set, Warriors go to the power right out of a shotgun, and we're going to have a little action here on the line as the flag. We've got a motion called on the offense, so it's going to step them back a little bit. The Warriors will take a few yards back.
That's a little play they've been looking forward to using. They just implemented, they call it chariot, where they throw a direct snap back to Maurer in the backfield, who's typically a halfback. But that time, a little bit of movement and not much could happen.
So we'll go back out of the pro set here with the power right. Snap right back to Shane Maurer off the right side. He's going to pick up a few yards, but not much. He's picking up a few yards out of the area where they lost. So we'll go into a fourth down situation. Looks like it's going to be about fourth and 13 with 10:24 to go here in the first quarter.
I'm going to be very surprised to see a punt here. Coach Fisher just does not punt. And I'll be very surprised, even though it's fourth and 13, if we see a punt.
Number 90, Brandon Bruce, heads to the sideline. Coming in 32, Adrian Tibbetts for the North Huron Warriors. Warriors break over the ball, fourth and 14 to go here with 10 minutes even on the scoreboard, out of the I formation. Quarterback under center, fakes the handoff, and is going back to pass, and is sacked in the backfield. For a loss, number 40 in there. That's Jared Philpott. We mentioned him, that senior, had a super game last weekend, and just starting this thing off. They're going to have some great field position, and them being the Deckerville Eagles here with a first and 10 situation. They'll have it on the Warriors 25.
Again, it just seems like a jailbreak as soon as that ball snaps.
Wow.
There's just red jerseys in the backfield.
Well, let's see if the Warriors can return the favor. Here we go. Now first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles with 9:51 to go in the first quarter. Number 9, Brandon Patella, the junior, 6 foot. Taking the snaps behind the center. Number 50, Michael Schweitzer, the big 6'5", 300-pounder. Handoff goes to the tailback, breaks a couple tackles, and straight up the middle for a few yard gain. Number 40, Jared Philpott taking that one.
Yep, couple Warriors there. Brendan Bruce and sophomore Tom Toner in there on the stop. He picked up a couple, but they stopped him before he could make anything real big happen.
Well, it's only been one play, but we saw how the Deckerville Eagles were breaking through the offensive line, and the Warriors kind of waited there for them. They're going to have to bust through that line, and the same thing here, digging in and trying to get some ground. But you see that the Deckerville Eagles are moving right over top of the Warriors that time, again with another carry.
For the time being, anyway, they are definitely winning the battle at the line of scrimmage.
Going to see a lot of handoffs here. Number 40, Jared Philpott again, the senior. I think he's going to have a big night because they're running this thing right up the gut. They haven't tried anything to the outside, only two plays underway for the Eagles. But it is first and 10 on the 12-yard line. Looking for the goal. A nice fake handoff up the middle. And who gets it again? Number 40, Jared Philpott. Standing right beside the quarterback, a quick little handoff. The quarterback faked a pitch off to the left. And a lot of people were still looking back for the pitch as Philpott drove it right up the middle, but one of the Warriors were right there to get a handle on him. I think it was 93 Tom Toner also in on that tackle.
To be honest, I was still looking for the pitch. I wasn't
I was
who
too.
Had it.
I had to watch the referee. They had a little better view of it down there. A good fake, but it was a quick handoff there, just off to the left. So we're going to split receivers out wide left. Two receivers split wide left. Going to be a snap out of the shotgun to the quarterback. Right to number 9. That's Brandon Patello. The junior takes a snap, and not much there. Might pick up a couple yards, and the Warriors were in on that one.
Yep, Shane Maurer in on that tackle, and he said, hey, you guys are going to tackle me quick. I'm going to get one on you while
there
I can.
There you go. So we're going to bring in a whole crew, four new players.